Good morning and welcome to a 1001 Spotlight. I'm Bill Beckett, the program director at Red River Radio, and I'm at Moonbot Studios this morning with William Joyce, the creative force behind Moonbot Studios and the Oscar award-winning animated film short, The Fantastic Flying Books of Mr. Morris Lessmore. Tonight at 6 p.m. at Barnes & Noble's bookstore on Urey Drive, William Joyce will be on hand for the release of the book that inspired this short film. We'll be talking about this and the new app that is being released with the book today. Bill, thanks for joining me today.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Now, normally a book is released and then the film is adapted from the book. But in this case, you began working on the book and launched into the film before finishing the book. Can you tell us a little bit about how this came about?
All right, yes. The Fantastic Flying Books of Mr. Morris Lessmore began as a book in 1999. And sometimes it takes a long time for these books to come to fruition. But I've written out the story and started on the illustrations for it. And then, life kept intervening. Then the opportunity arose as we formed our company, Moonbot Studios 2, and we decided we needed to do a short film to establish ourselves, to show what we could do. So it was, well, what will be our first piece? What will we prove ourselves with? And I suggested, I think that this story I've been working on would lend itself very well to a short film. So we should start with that, and my partners agreed. And it kind of set the tone for our philosophy. I mean, everything that we do here at Moonbot has its origins and its emphasis on story. You know, you can have all the pretty bells and whistles and all the cool technology, and it doesn't mean anything if it doesn't have a good story to it. It just becomes really pretty dancing colors, basically. What we did not want to do is make things that people said, well, it looked really cool. Instead of saying it sucked, that's what you fall back on. So it seemed like the perfect analogy to what we stood for, since this is a story about the power of story and the power of books.
With the book signing, you'll be releasing a new app as well. Can you tell us about this app and how it'll play out on iPhone and iPads that it's designed for?
Well, it's everything about this book has been so curious and accidentally it's kind of worked for itself. I mean, it started out as a book, then we made the short. The short came out first, and there was this anxiety about, gosh, you know, I wish we could have gotten the book done first. And then the iPad was announced while we're making the short. I went, God, that looks so cool. You know, we really want to do an app and adapt the story for what, you know, the pad can do. So then the app comes out. Oh, no. I mean, all this stuff's coming out for the book. It's going to, like, take all the thunder away from the book. So, you know, the short film succeeded and the app succeeded. Now we're doing a second app that's specifically for the book. It's a new kind of technology called augmented reality. So with augmented reality, basically you can point your iPad at the physical book that you have. And then on your iPad, you will see your book sprout arms and legs like the books in the movie. The book will then, you know, become alive and it will beckon for you to open it and read it. Now, if you look at your actual book sitting there on the desk, that's not happening. But if you're looking at it on your app, there it is. You know, what I just described to you will occur. And then as you turn the pages, each page will have an augmented reality that will appear on your iPad. Say you open a certain page and the books are flying around on the page in the book. After a moment of targeting it on the iPad, it will be narrating the story. But after a few seconds, the books in the book will then three-dimensionally appear on your iPad and then seem to fly out of the book and fly around the room that you are sitting in. And you can lift your iPad up from your book and you can fly Morris around wherever you are, the room you're in. You can run down the hall and he will be flying in front of you. On my favorite spread, when Morris first goes into the library, an icon will come up and tell you to look up. You need to look up with your iPad and then you will be in the room itself. And all the books will be whispering to you. And it's a strange sort of alchemy that makes people gasp. I mean, you've got the book in front of you, and that's its own reality. You've got the fact that you're standing in this room, and that's its own reality. And then you've got this iPad that's giving you a third reality. Right. And so it ends up being very immersive and linking you to the book in ways that I think are fascinating and interesting. And it's everything that we're about.
I've been talking with William Joyce this morning at Moonbot Studios. Tonight at 6 p.m. at the Barnes & Noble's bookstore on Urey Drive, he'll He'll be holding a book signing event for the release of the book version of the Fantastic Flying Books of Mr. Morris Lessmore, and also the new app that is coming out with the book for iPad and iPhone users. Bill, thanks for talking with me this morning.
You bet, and if you come, we'll actually have the Oscar there.
This has been a 1001 Spotlight. For Red River Radio, I'm Bill Beckett.